Penuel the Black Pen, I'm going to keep raising this topic as much as it is very polarizing and it is very upsetting for so many people. And I have to be the one to deliver it, in particular because I used to be like many other people. I used to get so angry when people raised these concepts of genderless children, gender fluidity, etc. It used to really, really upset me very much. And I didn't understand it. And the way my brain works, the way my mind works, I have a standpoint, I have values, and I'm very strong and strict about them. But a part of me is open-minded, and I'm always willing to listen. And I'm always willing to think about and process other things. And it's taken me many years, but I am where I am now, where I have a wish for a future, a genderless future, where gender is not what it is today. And before we get to that genderless future, we need to get to multiple genders. Currently, we have man, woman, boy, girl. But I think human beings are so much more dynamic than that. But let me take a step back. And I've made a video about this before. I've raised it before. It upsets so many people and it's fine. I'm going to start by saying this. The concept of genderlessness to me, the concept of gender fluidity to me, has nothing to do with alternative sexuality. Nothing. What that means is if you want to be gay, if you want to be lesbian, if you want to love whoever you want to love, that is not in the same discussion as gender fluidity and genderlessness to me. Separate. Your sexuality is something else. Who do you want to be intimate with? Who do you want to sleep with? Who do you want to marry, have children with, etc.? That is a separate conversation, and I have my own views, strong views about that. And I'm going on my own journey on that. This is about gender. My understanding of gender is that biology and gender are separate. Because this is the thing that led me to be angry and resistant like so many other people today. Biology and gender are separate. Just as gender and sexuality are separate. Who you want to be with, separate from the gender conversation. Biology, to me, separate from the gender conversation. Biology is almost exact. You are born with a penis. You are born with testicles. You are born maybe with a vagina. You are born with ovaries. At some point, you will have breasts. You can carry children. You can fall pregnant. That is the biology you've been given. Along with that is hormones. So if you're born with a penis and testicles, generally, you will have higher testosterone as you get older. When children are very young, they're almost the same. They're almost like one gender. As they get older, we speak about puberty, especially when girls start menstruating and boys start getting hairier and their voices break and they start getting a deeper voice and they get taller and they get more muscular. That's when the hormones kick in. Testosterone, estrogen. Of course, you can play with the hormones. There are boys, these boys that play rugby, that go and they get steroids or they get some other supplements to give them more testosterone, to make them stronger, make them recover faster from muscle tearing and gymming, etc. Other people can take other hormones. Maybe if you're a female, maybe you're too hairy, whatever, that maybe you're too masculine, you're like, I want to be more feminine. You might be able to take some supplements to increase your estrogen levels as a woman. Of course, you can do it the opposite way around. A female can take testosterone supplements. A male person can take estrogen supplements. That is biology. Your private parts, your genitalia, and then your hormones. Gender is a man-made construct. At its lowest level, gender to me is, if you have a penis, wear blue. If you have a vagina, wear pink. Nowhere in nature does this exist, where you have to dress a certain way because of your genitalia, where you have to do certain tasks because of your genitalia. You are meant to dress a certain way because it suits the weather. If you're in Africa and it's hot, it doesn't make sense to wear thick clothing. Maybe that's even black that attracts the sun. You're meant to be maybe more naked, dressed down. You're in warm climate. If you're obviously in the north, in Antarctica, colder regions, then you dress a certain way. And it's not a color thing. We're not living in the jungle where you have to camouflage with green and brown. We're living in a world now that is multicultural. So you can't say pink is for girls, blue is for boys. Yes, it was an identifier for biology, but we're moving beyond that because we're realizing that the biological aspects that are given to you at birth, they do not necessarily speak to gender. Women have been fighting for empowerment because at some point we thought if you have a penis, you should become a medical doctor. But that's not the case. We've got so many amazing medical doctors that have vaginas. Same with nurses. There are so many people with penises that are amazing nurses. There are so many people with vaginas that are great police officers. That's where we are and that's where we're going. Gender needs to, number one, be split into so many more segments. And then from there, it needs to get to a point where we're no longer even speaking gender. We're speaking merit. Are you strong? If you are strong, you should lift what's heavy. Are you nurturing? You should then look after the children. Are you fast? You should compete here. Are you physically violent? Maybe you should go to the army and fight for us. Are you an amazing cook? Then maybe you should cook for us. Are you an amazing leader that can make great decisions, that can defend a nation, that can go onto platforms, global platforms, and say the right things on behalf of your nation? You should go there. Does that have anything to do with your genitalia? No. Does it have anything to do with your hormones? No. In the past, where we were hunters, of course, the male would be faster, stronger, so they would go hunt. We're not hunting anymore. We make money, we go and we call apps that get us food, or you can cook. And your private parts have nothing to do with your ability to cook. Your private parts should have nothing to do with your ability to raise children and be a good parent. That's where we are. And some people's stuff makes them angry, and I understand, because like I said, for me it was a biological argument, but it's actually a gender argument. There are so many women that are oppressed today that should not be oppressed, because some people feel, but a man should do this. But the men that are there are weak. There are so many spaces where men are being oppressed. To this day, male nurses get laughed at. To this day, men do not get a fair chance to work in a preschool, in a primary school, purely because of their private parts. Nothing to do with their ability. We've got women like Winnie Madikizela, who was an amazing leader, who probably was much better than a lot of the current male leaders we have today. But because she was a woman, she was forced to take a back seat, or she must just be a support for her husband, Nelson Mandela. We need to look beyond that, because we're trying to build a better world. We're trying to build a world where the most competent, most capable people get into certain spaces. Will it happen that the majority of certain people are still male? Sure. Will it happen that the majority of certain people in certain spaces are female? Sure. You might say that, yeah, but these other people are exceptions. They are exceptions now. But in the same way, when black people came into business, there were a few of them, so they were exceptions. But as we opened up this thing of race, we got more and more black people playing in spaces they didn't play in before and showing their competence. The same with women. We've got female CEOs now. We've got female businesswomen. We've got female leaders that are showing how amazing and competent and capable they are, more than some of their male counterparts. So many men have dropped the ball in the home, in the making of the money, in the defending of the families. Because it is not about genitalia. It is not about hormones. It is about your merit. Are you good at what you're doing? Can you achieve certain things? And we need to move towards that. And that is fighting for genderlessness. It is a tough conversation, but it is a necessary conversation. And I'm telling you now, if you keep being resistant, in the same way white racists and white supremacists were resistant to, no, but black people are only good for labor. These black people are not smart. They won't be able to. That was wrong. That was so wrong. And you needed to give these black people a chance to show what they're capable of. You can't have an Indian person being a prime minister of the UK. What do you mean? India was a colony. No, you're wrong. You can't have a woman doing this. You're wrong. We need to have a similar conversation. And if you do not have it, I'm telling you now, people at the United Nations, people on other boards, people that push propaganda through Hollywood movies, through music, through series, they are going to make these decisions on your part. And you won't be happy with the outcomes. You won't be happy with what your children are being taught at schools. You won't be happy with how society is moving, because you refused to have these conversations. Some of us grew apart and created this chasm, this gap with our parents, because our parents were cultural, but we were being sent to these Western European schools where we were being taught certain things that make us look at our parents as if they're barbaric, backwards, uncivilized. And we lost out and we ended up starting to hate each other and to grow apart, whereas we should have grown together, because our parents refused to have these conversations. Why are you speaking this language? Why do you believe in this thing? And we ended up being isolated. The same is happening with the LGBTQI community, where a lot of the children at school are learning certain things, being exposed to certain things. When they get home, their parents refuse to have that conversation. So the kids end up being isolated, being quiet, and going their own way. Some of them unfortunately become depressed, maybe hurt themselves, and commit suicide. A similar thing is going to happen with genderlessness, gender fluidity, multiple gender assignments. We need to have the conversation of what is this? Because again, for some people, the gender conversation, which I say to me is separate, they say, no, the gender conversation must affect the biology conversation, which means if your child wants to wear pink, even though they have a penis, maybe we must remove the penis and give them a vagina. And I'm saying, no, why can't the child just wear pink because they like pink? Don't affect their biology. Leave their biology alone. Don't give this child estrogen tablets and supplements. Leave them alone. That's their ascribed biology. Let them wear the pink. Let them play with the Barbie doll. Let them cook. Let them not play soccer with the boys outside. But they are penis owners that happen to like doing these things. And these things, which you used to call girly women, they're not. They're just things. It's just playing with a doll. It is just wearing makeup. We've got situations where in Africa, the Zulu tribe used to wear skirts. To this day, traditionally, ibheshu is a skirt. In the same way the Scottish men wear kilts. In the same way the Roman gladiators would wear these tunics with skirts as well. In the same way Islamic men wear tunics. That's what you'd call, but these are women things. No, they're not. They're just a clothing type. There are Zulu men that to this day traditionally still wear earrings. I remember Joma Fela acting as Ustumo and his goodies nice would wear la macicilawa around. Those are, oh, but that's girly. Why is he wearing an earring? No. There are men that even tribally would wear eyeliner. If you look at some of the stories of the pharaohs, the Egyptians, if you look at the Maoris in New Zealand, some of them still wear eyeliner today. Some men still wear some type of makeup or they groom in a certain way. It's not to say, but this is a woman thing. No, human beings decided that. And human beings can decide to change that. And we are the human beings that can redesign and redefine what these things mean. Why must a person wearing something a certain way mean this? It almost doesn't make sense that boys wear pants, trousers, which are restrictive because we have balls. Our balls should be getting free air. We should be the ones wearing skirts. It is good for semen movement for us to get that air and that oxygen flowing down. We should be wearing the skirts. At some point in the past, women weren't allowed to wear trousers. It was like, you're a witch. Why are you wearing trousers? You're a woman. You have to wear a dress or a skirt, and it must cover your ankles. It must, whatever you're wearing must cover your wrists. You've got Islamic women today that wear the hijab, where only their eyes show. For some of them, the eyes don't even show. You know, and that's their decision to make, but they need to have the conversation because the world has changed and the world has moved. And all we're trying to do is build a better world. I love nature. If you look at nature, the lioness hunts. She's amazing. The lioness doesn't have to dress in a certain way. She doesn't have to do certain things just because she's a lioness. She does what is natural for her. And if she's strong, she will be strong without being told you can't be a strong woman. The male lion, if they want to chill, if they want to relax, they do that. We should be able to do the same and decide what is best for us. Understanding that is masculinity and femininity. But masculinity and femininity does not have to be linked to your genitalia. They are very masculine females and they should be allowed to be as masculine as they want. They are very feminine males. They should be allowed to be as feminine as they want. Because again, I separate these things and that's what helped me get to the point of where I am now. It's a different and difficult conversation. A lot of people are still going to be resistant. I myself am still trying to wrap my head around it. But I know how oppressive some of these things are and how they've held us back from doing what is important. Pen, you are the Black Pen. Look forward to some of your thoughts, ideas, suggestions around some of these things. Because like I said, if we don't have these conversations and make certain decisions and be open to have these conversations with our children, other people will have these conversations on our behalf and we may not be happy with what they come up with. Have a great day. Cheers.